You are about to hear a live broadcast on the Heritage Radio Network in a few moments. Stick with us. You are about to hear a live broadcast on the Heritage Radio Network in a few moments. Stick with us. You are about to hear a live broadcast on the Heritage Radio Network in a few moments. Stick with us.
Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Hearst Ranch. Hearst Ranch is the nation's largest single-source supplier of free-range, all-natural, grass-fed, and grass-finished beef. Since 1865, the Hearst family has raised cattle on the rich, sustainable native grasslands of the Central California coast. The result is beef with extraordinary flavor that is as memorable and natural as the surrounding landscape. For more information, go to HearstRanch.com. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement, from chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking Urban Spoonful and the Hot Five. If you're listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, we have a live call-in number, folks. The number is 718-497-2128. We love live calls, so give us a buzz. And we're getting saucy today. We have Mackenzie Smith in the studio. This Texas native just launched a line of tasty caramel to die for. Mackenzie, welcome to High
Grease.
Yes. Welcome to High Grease.
Thank you so much. I'm really happy to be here.
So I have to ask you, I'm not a sauce girl. I love caramel sauce. Are you a sauce girl?
I'm sorry. You're not a sauce girl. What does that mean?
I mean, I like my sauce on the side.
Oh, so you mean you like to have control?
I like. So I thought we would, take a few minutes to talk about sauces and condiments. Classic sauces and condiments.
Okay.
First up, Cool Whip. I grew up loving Cool Whip. I don't eat it now. Or fresh whipped cream. What's your deal with both of them?
Well, I'm going to say whipped cream all the way.
Okay.
Cool Whip, I don't know. I grew up in a home where before every dessert, we'd stop after dinner and we'd get coffee ready and my dad would make fresh whipped cream.
I love it.
The taste of Cool Whip has never been
I haven't had Cool Whip in definitely about 10 plus years. What's in it?
Wait, why haven't you had Cool Whip in 10 plus
years?
Cool
Whip? It's not real. What the hell is it?
What's in it? I don't know. I have no idea. How is it white? The first ingredient is oil.
Yeah, and then when I start making my own whipped cream, I'm like, oh, wow, look at all these. It's so sweet. I just started thinking about all these additives they're putting in there. And I don't even think sugar is on the back of the ingredients. So I'm glad to know that we're both whipped cream girls.
Yeah, and I mean, if you like to have control, you can control what you do with your
whipped cream. So you're from Texas.
I am.
And so I read what part of Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
I am from a town called Odessa, Texas. I should say city. City of Odessa, Texas.
Well, where the hell is Odessa, Texas?
It's in West Texas, very close to Midland, Texas. And
Midland. That is where George W. Bush lives, correct?
I was hoping that there would be anything else.
I mean, what else? I mean, that's the only reason why I know Midland. What else is in Midland? How many miles are you from your hometown's from Midland?
30 miles.
About. Okay. 30 miles. So I have to talk Southern people and sauces. I'm Southern. You're Southern. I'm a on the side sauce girl. So I guess I can say I'm a sauce girl. I was saying I'm not a sauce girl, but I'm a sauce girl.
Yeah.
What do you think are some of the classic sauces, Southern sauces, like must have sauces?
Gravy.
Oh.
Right?
Yes, I agree.
I mean, talk about a perfect breakfast. Biscuits and gravy is how do you the way
like,
to go.
Do you like the white gravy or the more of the kind of like the brown, very brown, oily one?
Oh, I like a peppery white gravy made with a nice roux.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And what about barbecue sauces?
You know, I have to admit that I'm not a Texas barbecue sauce kind of girl. I like something a little more vinegary, and Texas barbecue sauce is a little too sweet for me.
Yeah, I can't. One thing I need to learn, I need to buy a book, or someone needs to come on the show and they need to school us, because I don't know the regional differences between barbecue sauce. I know the difference like tomato based and vinegar based, but I really don't know. And probably for Texas, with a big state like Texas, there's so many variations of barbecue sauces.
Yeah, I think so. But I do think that Texas barbecue sauces are known more for their sweet tomatoey kind of gooey characteristic. That crazy.
So you're in New York now.
I am.
And you open up your cupboard or your cabinet, or hell, you might not even have one of those. We're in New York
City. Let me just open up this jar.
Okay. What are your must sauces? What do you have in your kitchen that sauces that you must keep around?
Well, you know, I don't keep a lot of sauces. I generally like to make my own when I do. I don't know if I have any sauces in my... Wait, stop. I take it all back. I take it all back. I'm thinking sauces to cook with, but our refrigerator door is filled with hot sauces.
Because,
yeah, I mean, we love hot sauces. Hot sauce for every occasion.
What are some of your favorite hot sauces?
I love Goya, the jalapeno Goya.
Yeah.
The green hot sauce.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's not very hot at all, but it's got a really great flavor. My favorite hot sauce is Torchy's.
Okay.
I found it about a year ago when I was in Austin visiting my sister. And they make this perfect hot sauce that you could put on anything, any type of food, and it just goes really well with everything.
Point of clarity. Sauces, condiments. Is that the same? That's not the same difference.
I mean, I guess it depends on how you use them, right?
I'm like... What's a condiment? Is a condiment is something just on the side that accompanies something, or a sauce just a sauce? I don't know the difference, really.
Well, I mean, a condiment could also be like onions on a hot dog, right?
Okay, so we just say a sauce is a sauce is a sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something you can pour, drizzle, dip, I don't know.
So I have to ask you this very funny question before we take a break.
Okay.
Do you think people who are not into sauces, like they hate barbecue sauce, or they hate hot sauce, or they hate caramel sauce, can we say that they're kind of boring? Do we categorize or put people in certain boxes who are like a no sauce type person?
I don't know about you, but I don't have any of those people in my life. I tend to wonder about.
Well, I'm not a hot sauce person.
You're not a hot sauce person?
No.
Well, that's all right. But I mean, come on. You know, you can't rule them all out, right?
Okay, so they're crazy as hell. Is that what I'm hearing?
I mean, I own a company that makes sauce, so I'm going to go with yes.
Yes. Okay, it's official. If you're listening and you hate sauces, we're a little concerned about you. We are, if you're listening, keep tuning in. We're going to take a very short break and come back with more Mackenzie Smith.
Well, all right, you freaks. Give it up. For Lady T. Son of a love, son of a love, son of a love, baby. I'm just a son of a love, son of a love, son of a love. Well, you're a fine sexy little lady. You like your candy very sweet. You're a classy little dame, sophisticated game. And you know all of the best restaurants to eat.
The following is a public service announcement from Heritage Radio Network. Tune into The Speakeasy every Wednesday at 3 p.m., where host Damon Volte will discuss cocktails, spirits, wine, beer, tea, coffee, and all things in the liquid universe, with guests ranging from bartenders and brewers, alchemists and ambassadors, roasters and regulars, and every expert and enthusiast in between. Learn from some of the world's leading experts in mixology, bar history, distillation, and brewing about how we enjoy imbibing today. Again, that's every Wednesday at 3 p.m. on the Heritage Radio Network.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. If you're also going to heritageradionetwork.com, we have a new Best of Heritage Radio Network 2011. It's hot, y'all. 2011 shows, you get little snippets. It gives you the overall vibe of this network located right here in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Hot Grease is all about caramel sauce today. We're chatting with Mackenzie Smith, owner of Brooklyn-based Urban Spoonful.
Hello, hello.
Yeah. I'm glad you came. We actually met in General Green. They have a store in the back, a provisional store in the back. And you were doing a few tastings there. And you actually brought all three of the caramel sauces today. And we're going to do an on-air tasting. And you're gonna go. We're going to go through some of the... flavors. Are we calling them flavors? What are you calling them?
Yeah, we can call them flavors.
So I think I tried the habanero.
You tried the habanero and the lavender, I think, right?
Yeah.
This is how it all started.
This is, yeah, I'm like in love. So I'm going to taste on air the lavender and you can tell people all about the ingredients. So I'm looking at the back. I love the name.
Thank you.
Organic cane syrup. Organic heavy cream, butter, and lavender. Very simple. Let me see.
It's amazing what you can do with four ingredients.
Damn. That's good as hell.
Thank you.
Am I double dipping?
Well, I mean, that's your jar, so you can
do whatever you want. Hell yeah, I'm double dipping. Damn, the lavender is really, really good.
Thank you. The lavender has been really popular. Some people are sort of on the fence about lavender being used in food, but the flavor in this caramel sauce is subtle enough, I think, that it's still very nice.
Yeah, so as I'm putting the caramel in my mouth, it's like the back of my mouth, the hints of lavender. Mm-hmm. I can taste the lavender in the back. It's not overpowering because sometimes lavender can be kind of like too much. So I'm trying the habanero now.
You know what? I think you should try the chai first because the habanero is spicy.
It's going to bite at the end.
Yeah.
So the chai.
So this is chai. It's very special, and it has a really nice blend of chai spices that I combine myself before I make the caramel.
So confession, I know I have friends, I'm sure you have friends, stuff for family members, they're really into drinking a lot of chai teas. Uh-huh. And chai stuff. I don't drink a lot of chai, so I don't have really anything to compare this to, so.
Okay, well, I'm happy to be your first.
Okay. okay.
So you're tasting cardamom, cinnamon, cloves, nutmeg, fennel seed, coriander, bay leaves, black peppercorn, and Darjeeling tea with a little sea salt.
I will definitely say this, but you can't like figure out what flavor is in it. It has a very complex, really good.
Thank you.
Oh my God. I like that. Really good. So that's the second. You have three.
I have three.
So we tried the lavender already, the chai, and so I'm saving the habanero. I guess it's going to have a little bite at the end, huh?
There's a little kick in there.
Okay, so habanero.
It's a nice little kick, though.
This goes out to all my southern folks.
Hello.
What up? So you have serrano, habanero, jalapeno. Oh, you have three different peppers and cayenne.
Okay. I do. The prominent flavor, though, is the habanero. The other peppers are there to just sort of balance it out, round it off.
Okay. Here I go, listeners. Oh, wow. Urban Spoonful. Oh, wow. I was thinking something milder. Wow, this has a kick.
It's well, good, you know, though. I'm from Texas. We don't play around with heat down there.
Oh, this is really good. Wow.
Thank you.
So, would I pair the habanero with something savory? Or are we saying these caramel sauces are all for sweet stuff?
You know, you can go either way. My brother and I sort of play around with the habanero at home, and we're trying to figure out a way to use it as a glaze for meats. And you know, barbecue season is coming up, and I think that could be really fun. We haven't really tried it yet, but we've dreamed up a lot of ideas about using the habanero with meat. But as far as what else it can go with, it's a perfect dessert topping. It's really nice with chocolate. I mean, we all know about chili and chocolate, and so the caramel in the middle of that is amazing. I make some chocolate brownies where you pour about half of the jar of caramel on the brownies before you bake them, and then about half 2 minutes before they're finished, take them out and pour the rest of the jar on, and it's this beautiful spicy, gooey, chocolatey flavor combo that's to die for.
I will say this, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking like the habanero, the sweet stuff, I'm thinking just a baguette and shit. Put the baguette, well, you have to listen to the show about my baguette experience. Oh my gosh. Let me not talk about the baguette. I had a mildy mishap with the baguette. But you could really just like put it in a toaster and put it in the oven.
Absolutely.
And just put the caramel sauce on there, like a quick fix, a sweet fix.
It's a great topping for crackers or toast or oatmeal.
French toast.
Yeah. I have some friends who just had brunch, made brunch and had a bunch of people over the other day, and she made banana waffles and used the chai caramel as topping instead of syrup, and it was amazing. Biscuits. Oh, let's talk about Southern stuff. Biscuits and caramel. It's a new deal.
The bomb. And I really, as I'm thinking about the habanero, I mean, I make a barbecue sauce. I could totally put, and usually my barbecue sauce, I put honey, but why not put the habanero and place like maybe like 2 tablespoons of caramel sauce?
Yeah.
I think that would make total sense. I'm going to have to try it out and let you know how it goes. That'd be really
good.
That
sounds really exciting. Yeah.
So Hester Street Fair.
Yes.
Urban Spoonful. So you made your media debut right here on Heritage Radio Network, but you're going to make your in-person, people are going to be tasting and buying at the Hester Street. Is it Street Fair or Fair?
The Hester Street Fair.
Oh, okay. Street Fair. What's the opening date? For people who are listening, Hester Street Fair is in New York City, in the Lower East Side.
Yes, that's on Hester and Essex Street, I think. And opening day for Hester Street is May 7th, the day before Mother's Day. So come out and get all of your Mother's Day treats on Saturday, May 7th.
That's really exciting. Are you excited? There are a lot of people who have had food and stuff at Hester Street Fair. Definitely have been on Heritage Radio Network. You're in the midst of a whole bunch of hot people in New York that are doing food stuff.
I am very, very excited about being at Hester Street Fair this summer. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Okay. So what should people expect at Hester Street Fair in terms of jars? Are you just going to be selling the small jars?
Or? I do. For now, I'm going to be selling the 2-ounce jars, and we'll see how that goes. And if people keep on requesting larger jars, then we'll sell larger jars.
Cool. Online, they can go to Urban. What's up with the name? Where'd you get that from? I love it. It's kind of like urban.
That was
city.
The idea. Yeah, I wanted it to sort of feel like, you know, we're here in New York City, urban. But I use herbs in a few of my sauces, and so I thought it would be a fun play on words.
Me like.
Thank you very much.
So folks can find you. You're all over social media.
I'm all over social media. Facebook, still working on becoming comfortable with using Twitter. But
well,
Facebook,
you'll get
Twitter.
Some...
I have my website, urbanspoonful.com, H-E-R-B-I-N, spoonful.com.
Cool. And can people order offline?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, all right, folks, if you are not in New York City and you want to order some really great, I'm here to tell you that caramel sauce is really, really good. And if you want to order some, go to straight to Urban Spoonful, get your Mother's Day gift, and keep listening. You're going to stay stay with me for the Hot Five.
I'll stay with you.
Okay, cool.
Sounds good.
We're going to take a quick break and come back with more Hot Grease.
Forgive sounds good. Forgive, I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced and engineered by Jack Inslee. This program is being sponsored by Hearst Ranch. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York. The location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. Put down your spoons. It's time for the Hot Five. The Hot Five is a rundown of five things on fire in the good food movement. Influencers, farmers, celebrities, business owners, and chefs dish on their favorite. Today, Lindsay's in the studio, and I'm like, we should do a Hot Five on favorite things to eat at a street fair. And I'm going to start it off. Number five on my list is funnel cake.
I could go with funnel cake being my number five, too. Is that okay?
Yeah. And no, in random order, number five.
Alrighty.
But I've kind of been grossed out by a funnel cake, like, a few years ago in Atlanta. All my Atlanta people are listening. I went to the, I think it's the Emmett Park Festival, which is a neighborhood in Atlanta. And there is a company, they make these funnel cakes and they use these like Home Depot buckets and they have a drill, like a power drill, literally. And that is how they mix the funnel cake batter. So I'm kind of like waiting on someone in New York City to come out with like, I don't know, you can't really make a healthy funnel cake, but something that doesn't gross me out like that. Sorry, they use a freaking drill.
Well, I mean, as long as it's clean, it's probably coated with some kind of special food safe coating. I don't know.
Okay. Have you seen funnel cake in recently anywhere in New York City?
At a street fair? No, I haven't. I mean, I guess I've seen like the Zeppelis or whatever, but that's the only thing.
Yeah, that's kind of similar, huh?
Same deal, yeah. Fried dough.
Yeah, pretty much. Tomato, tomato, yeah. So that's number five on the top five things to find at urban or rural street fair. Do you have a number four, Mackenzie?
I want to say, I mean, you're saying what to put sauce on?
You could, yeah. Or, well, hey, you can do your thing with sauce. I like, me like.
I mean, nachos.
I like nachos.
Yeah.
And more so, you know what? I'm not going to take your number four. I saw that there's a new French fry truck that's what? Coming to New York City. Yeah. So I'm like, nachos, like French fries. Okay, maybe they're getting some kind of great potatoes and they're using some really cool ingredients. So I'm going to say nachos. I'm going to tag on French fries.
All right. All right.
And what kind of sauce do you like on your nachos?
Cheese.
Oh, you like straight up cheese.
Sauce. I mean, okay. Cheese and hot sauce, obviously.
No chili.
I guess it depends on the chili.
Okay. You know who has this, we're digressing, but I gotta say this about sauce. You know who has the best freaking dipping sauces for French fries? Pommes frites. Oh, Second
so
Avenue.
Good. Quite, yes.
We should have talked about them, huh? We're talking about them now.
Yes, they are amazing.
They have what, like two or three dozen different sauces to dip your fries in?
It's a great idea.
Yeah. So anyway, Number five, we said funnel cake. Number four, we're doing a combination of nachos, and then I'm adding on the French fries. Number three, street food fair. I'm going to have to say ice cream. You scream, we scream, we all scream ice cream. Absolutely love ice cream. And definitely that's something that a sauce could go on top on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say my favorite find is ice cream. What are some of your favorite ice cream trucks here in New York?
Oh, I have a very favorite ice cream.
Oh, she has a
it's
very favorite.
It's not a truck, though.
Okay.
Melt Bakery. Ice cream sandwiches.
Aha.
They are the best ice cream sandwiches that you will ever have.
Uh-huh. Has Melt been on? I feel like they've been on Heritage Radio Network. Have they been on, Jack? Melt Bakery? No. Oh, well. Damn, we need to get them on then. I've heard of them a million times. I know that, what's the girls who are doing the delivery? The ice cream delivery? I'm having a brain freeze. Anyway. Yeah, they do like the ice cream delivery in Brooklyn, and they just started in Brooklyn. But anyway,
handmade, right? Handmade. Oh no, I'm sorry, Milkmaid.
That's it.
Milkmaid ice cream.
Yeah, Milkmaid ice cream. They've been at a few fairs before. I don't think they've been at Hester Street. I could be very wrong about that. But I love a fair. Brooklyn Flea has Blue Marble. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of ice cream, and I'm sure that Hester Street Fair. But I'm gonna take it back old school, you know, take it Texas style or Georgia style. Well, it's not all that fancy, but you get ice cream.
Yeah, ice cream at a street fair or any type of fair is perfect.
So do you have a number two on the hot five street fair favorites?
Pretzels.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I love a good soft pretzel.
And what do you like to dip your pretzel in?
I like to dip my pretzels in Urban Spoonful caramel.
Ah!
Preferably the habanero.
Yeah, damn. The habanero would be really good.
It's perfect. The sweet and salty is really nice.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to really try that. So what's the pretzel company that's usually at Hester Street Fair?
You know, I'm not sure.
Sigmund, I think. Sigmund Pretzels.
This is my first year at Hester, so I'm still getting to know
everyone. Yeah, I think they have a standalone shop now, but there is a pretzel, some pretzel folks that are at Hester Street Fair. I mean, I've been a big pretzel person, but now you have me all intrigued about dipping it in the habanero. I'm sure you can make pretzels, too. I wonder if they're, like, difficult to make. Probably a hard dough. Do you bake, by the way?
I love to bake, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Caramel sauces and baking. So, number two, caramel. So, we have caramel. What? Pretzels, people. Pretzels is number two on the hot five.
Pretzels, number three, ice cream sandwiches from Melt Bakery.
Yes.
It's so good.
And then four, we say a combination nacho French fries.
And five is...
I forget. My memory is really bad. Number five. It'll come back to me in like 10 seconds. So the final thing on street food, street fare, must have, classic, things that you can possibly put dip into sauces. What would you say?
Can I say pretzel for one and two? I feel like that's...
So you want two?
Yeah.
You want to add two more? Yeah, we can add two more. We have 2 minutes.
No. Pretzel is my number one.
Oh, okay. We don't do it in any order, but pretzel is your number one. Do you have another food?
You go first.
I would say now, anytime that I am going to a street fair, I don't want the regular hot dog, but I definitely love like a sausage or something. And, I'm going to say, and you definitely could put a sauce on a hot dog. That's our five for the hot five street fair food stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to say without a sauce that every time I go to a street fair, I really want to get a cold glass of lemonade. Can I throw that
in? Yeah, we'll
there?
Add that in. bonus lemonade. Yeah. Shout out to Brooklyn Stand. I had their lemonade at the Flea, Williamsburg Flea, last week. It was pretty decent. I'm not sure if they're going to be at Hester Street, but shout out to them. and all of the artisan food makers in New York City that are doing big things. Mackenzie, thank you again for joining us on Hot Grease. Listeners, as always, thanks for tuning in. You can join me here every Monday live on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Until then, always take the road less traveled.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs on iTunes by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening. In 2010, EscapeMaker.com won an Emmy Award for their agritourism webisode, so this year they thought, why not bring agritourism and green getaway ideas right to you? Come to the Green Getaway's Local Food and Travel Expo on April 30th at One Hanson Place, home of the Brooklyn Flea and former Williamsburg Savings Bank. Presented by Amtrak, Zipcar, and I Love New York, the carbon-free event will be a day filled with food, prizes, workshops, and kids' activities. Over 50 getaway destinations, from counties to local farms and bed and breakfasts within a day's drive or train ride of New York City, will be exhibiting on the main floor and in the huge bank vault downstairs. See what's hot in sustainable travel and receive special show-only discounts. Grow NYC will be doing workshops on the green market, and Appalachian Mountain Club will offer workshops on adventure bicycling and hiking via mass transit. EscapeMaker.com will be giving away over 50 getaway prizes, ranging from zipline adventure passes to an overnight stay at Mohonk Mountain House. Travel greener, eat local. Come to the expo on April 30th. Get your tickets now at www.escapemaker.com.